Yo, welcome to Focus Friday. I want you to stay focused. I want you to keep your eyes on the dream. I want you to exceed the expectations that you have for yourself and the limitations that people have set on you. Listen, I like to tell the story a lot, but when I first was writing my first book, it was tough for me. You know, because I was conditioned to believe that I was a fool, that I was an idiot, that I was dumb, and that no one would listen to me because my story does not matter. Little did I know that my story would inspire so much people. Little did I know that my story would really reach around the world. You know what I mean? It got bigger than just my community. It got bigger than, you know, just my province, you know, my country. It went on to places like India. I remember I went on and I went to go check where my books are selling. And, you know, I saw I made a sale in India and I was like, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing, you know? So I just want to tell everybody to focus. Focus. Go out there and focus. Do what's best for you. And never give up on your dream. Never give up on even things in between. You know? Right now, as we all know, we're all in a pandemic. You know, a lot of people are panicking. If you go to the grocery stores right now, the lineups go on for light years. And that alone can make a lot of people frustrated, makes a lot of people upset. You know, a lot of people are trying to adapt to this new way of life of social distancing, where you can't stand more than 6 feet in front or behind a person, right? So what we gotta do, as I said, is remain focused and just continue to do your part, you know? And you know, it'd be great if we were to stop the violence right now. People are dying enough by this virus thing. So what we don't need right now is people dying by the bullet of a gun as well, or by, you know, the point of a knife. Cause it's not cool, man. It's not cool. So, you know, let's continue to, you know, be great. And push nothing but positivity throughout this world. A lot of people are upset. You have to understand that people are upset and frustrated. That's when things even happen right now. I don't even really pay too much of a mind, just because I know that people are frustrated. People are losing their minds every day. They're cooped up in the house. They don't know what to do. You know what I mean? But as I said, when you get bored, read a book. You know, clean your house, clean your car, wash your car, you know, try to do your hair yourself, you know, develop new skills in order to, you know, so that by the time this is over, even you have some new skills under your belt, you know, and you're ultimately even a better version of yourself. And that's what I'm trying to be as I'm going through this. Time just like everybody else. And now it just shows you that not even money, well, money can't help you in this situation, but you know, it can. But you know, we're all at the same mercy right now. You know what I mean? We're stuck, the rich are stuck, nobody can leave. So just remember that and be grateful for where you are. and just work to where you want to be still. All right, so hope you all enjoyed this podcast, and like and subscribe and share it if you do. Also, feel free to write a comment. Peace.